It is the spring of 2029, 6 years. The test by the North Koreans, DPRK, of an ICBM errs. And rather than falling short, well short, it triggers U.S. missile defenses, NORAD. That leads to a contest between Washington and Pyongyang that escalates quickly, with demands by Washington, Washington going to the U.N., and North Korea's obstinacy. Suddenly, U.S. strategic forces are on alert. This is the predicate for a war game. Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, has conducted over these last months, revealing not about North Korea's ICBM capabilities, but about low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, geosynchronous orbit, and what are the capabilities of the satellites now launched or potential to be launched and the space stations launched or potential to be launched in the next 6 years in the event of a contest between adversaries. The game consisted of four groups and then the control, which is North Korea and Russia. Henry, a very good evening to you. What is the mission for your war game? What did you hope to discover, this distinguished list of people who went along with these scary moments? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I suppose there was a worry that animated the design of the game, and that is that the United States and a lot of its spacefaring allies are increasingly turning to commercial space firms that launch systems that are, you know, enormous in the size of their constellations in low Earth orbit to do and take on military missions that traditionally have been conducted at not only low Earth orbit, but medium orbit and geosynchronous orbit, which is, very far out. And the question is, if you rely more and more on systems that operate in low Earth orbit, even if there are thousands of them, and there will be, and actually there are in the case of Starlink, which is Mr. Musk's system that the Ukrainians are using to good purpose in their fight against Russia. If you rely entirely or too much on these things, what happens if they get knocked out, and how could that occur? And are we ready for that contingency? Are we thinking about that enough? So that's what animated the game.
Let's go to escalation. North Korea refuses America's demands. The forces on alert are responded by North Korea generally mobilizing and warning Washington that if it does not stand down, does not remove its troops from South Korea, there will be war. Within moments, North Korea launches a satellite into orbit and warns of a possible nuclear explosion in space. What is Washington's opportunity at this point? How do we respond, Henry?
Well, we go to China, which is a sort of a sad but very traditional response, and ask for help, the thinking being, well, if North Korea sets off a nuclear weapon in low Earth orbit, it won't just be our satellites that will get harmed, but China's. And China surely, you know, has a stake in preserving its constellation just as much as we do. So we think that if we go to China, that will allow us to leverage better behavior and get the North Koreans to relent. What we've asked for is that they take their mobile missiles and put them in known locations where they can be watched from overhead. And that's what they've refused to do. The Chinese this may be politically incorrect to say, but they're inscrutable. They say, well, excuse me, you should directly negotiate with the North Koreans. And oh, by the way, we do not yet see that they have violated any treaty, much less the Outer Space Treaty, because we don't. They have not said, nor do we know, that the satellite that they put into orbit actually has a nuclear explosive on.
A detail here, Henry, that comes up in the course of the game. Are the space stations a part of the conversation? Over these next years, there are scheduled to be several commercial space stations launched. The ISS will be making a transformation, I understand, to commercial or experimental. The Chinese have a space station up now. Roscosmos is planning a space station to launch at 27. Other nations become part of the conversation. Is that part of the conversation between Washington and China? You not only lose your satellites, you can lose your people.
Yes, it is. I think as we played out the game, someone brought this up, said, wait a minute, what are we going to do to evacuate the staff from our space station? What are the Chinese doing? What are others doing? So that became an issue. And again, there was this notion that, well, if they have troubles, they'll be on our side. You'll be stunned to hear that, you know, they have options for removing that staff that, you know, we don't seem to have quite at hand. It was left open in the game as to, you know, what is done there. And it led to a recommendation, you better pay attention to that in the future.
What about potential colonies on the moon? Are they threatened in any fashion by collapse of communication in low Earth orbit? Or can they be maintained with medium orbit or geosynchronous? What do we know?
Well, it's a worry enough that one of the takeaways was you need to be able to evacuate them as well. And that's, if you think it's difficult to evacuate someone from a low Earth orbit space station, you haven't seen anything until you try to figure out how to evacuate people from the moon. So yeah, that was one of the takeaways, I think, was pay attention to that.
Now the twist. The U.S. and its allies, remember there are four players here. There's U.S., there's China, there's South Korea, and there are Five Eyes, plus Germany and France. And they attempt to determine if the North Korean satellite has a nuclear weapon on board. They launch satellites that can read, but it's an ambiguous conclusion. In the meantime, North Korea prepares a response because the U.S. and Five Eyes are conducting surveillance to see how close North Korea is to a war. They're very close. So two things happen almost simultaneously. North Korea launches another satellite, but this time it's a satellite with a nuclear weapon on board, and it doesn't reach low Earth orbit. It detonates in near space, not orbit. At the same time, North Korea launches its forces across the DMZ. What is the significance of detonating in near space, Henry, not in orbit?
Well, the Outer Space Treaty is very explicit in one thing, at least, and it's that you cannot put a nuclear weapon or a weapon of mass destruction in orbit. Okay, they didn't. I think we underestimate the legal attentions that our adversaries pay to the rules. It isn't that they study them because they want to make sure that in no way they violate the spirit or letter, but rather they want to know what the ambiguities are. And if you understand what those ambiguities are, you get a pretty good roadmap of the arenas in which our adversaries will contest us.
I think that's called lawfare, Henry, and they're good at it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, their English is pretty good.
We now have a situation where the North Koreans have detonated a 10 to 20 kiloton yield in low Earth orbit. What does it do to satellites now and going forward?
Well, anything in line of sight of that explosion in orbit gets fried. Anything that isn't, deteriorates because there's something called the Van Allen belt in low Earth orbit that gets energized, and that energy destroys and fries the electronics of an awful lot of spacecraft. even if they are not in line of sight, if they are in that low Earth orbit. And essentially everything starts to fall apart over a period of a few weeks.
Henry Sikorsky is the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center Executive Director. We've set up a scenario now where we're blind over the Korean Peninsula and through East Asia, blind, until we get new satellites up or until we surrender. We're not going to solve it here. We're going to give everyone a chance, and we will come back next week to respond what you would do, just as Henry's colleagues responded what they would do in the event. I mentioned, remember, North Korea invades South Korea once the satellites are blind. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.